Would it not be a wonderful idea to wake up tomorrow, magically get everything you want? Well, I want to know how to make that come closer to being a reality. Wendy Lipton Dibner is my guest, the author of Shatter Your Speed Limits. She's here to tell you how to fast-track your success. Good morning. Welcome to CJAD.
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
What are some of the speed limits that block our success?
You know, Tommy, there are only three. There are three things that get in our way, that slow us down and keep us from getting what we truly want. Those are, number one, desire. We have to want something badly enough to do what it takes to make it happen. Number two is resources. We have to have everything we need so we're able to act and do what it takes. And number three, the hardest speed limit for most people, is what I call permission. We have to be willing to do whatever is necessary to achieve our goals and to live with the consequences of our failure or our success.
Now, are some people just not doing it because they don't have enough confidence in themselves?
Yeah, that's a permission piece where they don't believe that they have what it takes. And I find that that's based on rules that they developed long before they were old enough to know any better. Rules about what's okay to do and be and have.
Is it also a problem if your goals are too vague? You say, oh, I want to have a lot of money. Is that considered a real goal?
You know, it's funny. It depends on who you ask in the industry, Tommy. From my perspective, the trick is not even so much what you want as why you want it. So, of course, we have to know what is the clear target so we know what to hit. And then we have to understand what's driving us to make that happen in the first place so that we don't lose momentum.
Tell me more about the resources. Give me an example. Somebody has to have an intense desire. They really want to be, I don't know, they want to be a best-selling novelist. So what they have a deep desire for that. What resources would they be looking at?
Resources are anything that keeps you from being able to get what you want. So it's the obvious things such as time, money, skills, knowledge, connections, people, understanding where to go to get the help that you need. Resources are also a function of things that we bring to the table. And I find that entrepreneurs and authors have a really difficult time with this piece. They somehow forget to look at what they already know, who they already know, what they already know how to do, what they've done in the past, and they just focus on what they haven't got, and that stops them.
Now, your book hit the number three on the Amazon bestseller list within 2 days. Was that the general bestseller list or specifically business books or self-help books?
It was in four different categories. It was in self-help, in business, in management, in leadership, in sales, and marketing.
Okay, and how did it do so well so quickly? What was the reason for that?
You know, I think it's because everyone is looking for a fast fix in this economy. It's a difficult economy. We're all looking for ways to get to the next level. And plus, because it's just a two-hour read, I think people are willing to go ahead and say, okay, let me see what she's got here. And I was very fortunate also to have a lot of great friends who were willing to say, okay, Wendy, you know what? We've read your book. We loved your book in advance. Let's get the word out about it. So it was a combination of resources, desire, and permission.
What advice would you have? What quick tips would you have for someone listening right now on how to shatter their speed limit in 2011?
Okay, here we go. I'm going to actually give you a few steps to do. First of all, begin with desire. Ask yourself this question. If you woke up tomorrow morning and magically, without having to do anything at all, found that you had everything you truly wanted in your business and your life, how would your life be different? So specifically, make a list of what that is and then begin to ask yourself, well, if I had all those things, what would those things get for me? And keep working on that. Secondly, identify the resources that you already have and then determine what do you need and what's you already got that's bringing, you know, that's going to make it you able to take effective action. The third piece is to discover and break through the rules that block your permission to succeed. And Tommy, I have a free gift for your listeners if you'd like me to go ahead and tell you about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, this will help them to go ahead and work through these. If they go to shatteryourspeedlimits.com/worksheet, That is a sheet to answer all these questions and help you really work through the piece to make it happen for yourself.
The book is called Shatter Your Speed Limits, Fast Track Your Success, and Get What You Truly Want in Business and in Life. Can some of this be used to help us, a nonprofit organization? We'll get to those questions. And if you have any questions for about your project to Wendy Lipton Dibner, the book Shatter Your Speed Limits, you can give us a call right now, 514-790-0991. The name of the book, Shatter Your Speed Limits, Fast Track Your Success, Get What You Truly Want in Business and in Life. You once went on a cruise when you're a bit confused about something and you came to a conclusion at the end of the cruise. Tell me about it.
Good for you, Tommy. Yes, I was one of those entrepreneurs that just kept going from career to career, and I was so confused, and I didn't know what I wanted, and I went on a cruise, and I made a list of everything I had ever done, of everything I truly wanted, and of all of the things that were getting in my way. Basically, I worked through the action formula, and at the end of the cruise, realized that what I needed to be doing was standing on a stage, making a difference, getting out there and helping individuals and corporations. It was everything I wanted. But in order to make that happen, I had to take the time to look at myself and say, what have I got and what do I want?
Now, you sound very much like an optimist. Are there any times when you're pessimistic?
Oh, all the time. Oh, my gosh. Yes. I mean, I'm one of those people who sees the glass both ways. And I think that's, as entrepreneurs, what we all need to do, especially in this economy. We need to look at what's going well and what really stinks in our life and how do we make it work for us. I believe in the ultimate possibility. So I guess that makes me an optimist, but I also know there's always speed limits at every turn, and we have to be ready and willing and able to work our way through them and shatter them.
Shatter Your Speed Limits, that's the name of the book. If someone's listening right now and they're unemployed, trying to get a job, what advice would you have for them? What advice would you have for someone who has a job and wants to get a promotion?
First question, if they're not employed, the first answer is, for goodness sakes, don't give up on yourself. That's the most important thing. I think one of the things that happens in this economy is we start blaming outward and we forget to look inside is what we're not doing to be able to keep up in this world. So there's a lot of possibilities up there and we have to just keep working at it. For people who are in business trying to get promotions, the biggest piece I can give you right now is to look at your permission factors. Look at the rules that are making you stop yourself from putting yourself in front of your boss and saying, look, here are the things that I can do that you don't even know about, and I want to be there to make a difference in this company, and how do I do that?
Now, what are some of the rules that people have from their past that hold them back?
Oh, there are hundreds. One of the most common is I'm not good enough. So that rule happens long ago when someone helps them to say, look, you'll never be able to do this. And so they end up believing, don't do things that I don't know how to do. Another rule is I won't get close so I don't get hurt. So they make a decision that they will never allow themselves to fall in love and put themselves out there. The rules go on and on and on.
How do you, once you find out what the rule is, that's the rule you've had, you're not good enough, how do you overcome that?
The challenge is that once you find your desires and then your resources, you use those to propel you through the process of deciding, if I were going to set a new rule that would shatter all the other rules that are blocking me, logically, what would that rule have to be? And in the process of figuring that out, you will come up with a spontaneous decision that is, in fact, a new rule. In fact, many of my readers tell me that I've saved them $30,000 in psychotherapy.
Okay, how do you tell people when they see you to lock in those permissions? Once you've decided you don't have that rule anymore, you're ready to go, how do you maintain that attitude?
Once you've determined what a new rule will be in your life, then it's time to set some rules about how you will live that rule. In other words, if I make a new rule that says, from this point forward, I am going to go in every day and do what it takes to get that promotion at work, then the question becomes, fine, what's it going to take? So you outline an action plan to make sure that you lock in that permission and live it every day.
514-790-0991. Star Talk, text your question. How to get your goals and how to do it quickly. You mentioned in the book that there are methods to increase revenues for a company exponentially in less than 30 days. How would you go about doing that?
If I give away all my secrets.
After they hear all of this, they'll want to buy the book. Take my word for it.
I'm going to give you all you're asking for, Tony, because I think it's important, especially in this economy. What has to happen in any organization is several things. First of all, the employees need to understand how to work the formula, how to figure out what they want so they're internally motivated at all times, which takes the monkey off of the leader's back. So the first step is to understand how to motivate employees so that they will be self-motivated, how to give them all the resources that they need, and how to get the permission factor out of the way to eliminate internal resentment and the kinds of things that cause employees to drag their heels in the process. So that's a point for the leaders to remember. Then, in sales organizations, we need to understand that this is a marketing formula. So what we need to do is identify in our marketing, what does our market truly want? Not what do we think they want, what do they actually want? Get into the conversation that they're already having in their head and mimic that conversation in all of the marketing that we do, provide the necessary information and resources, and at the same time, make sure that we help our prospective clients to get out of their own way and address the speed limits that would slow them down or keep them from actually using our products and services.
Where did you learn all this?
I made it up along the way. I have owned seven different businesses. I have a master's in sociology and social psychology. I'm a certified psychotherapist. I train and work in organizations in Fortune 50 as well as healthcare organizations, and I've been doing this for 30 years. A lot of my education has come to me from the clients who have taught me as I go about their businesses, and little by little have developed this crazy amount of information that allows me to do just about anything I want, which is a lot of fun.
You can visit Wendy online at www.shatteryourspeedlimits.com. If someone's listening right now and they own a small business and they're kind of tired of it, they want to reinvent it, would this book help them?
Oh, absolutely, Tommy. Absolutely. It's a first step for any reinvention we want in our business or our lives.
Okay, and the notion we were talking before about nonprofit groups, you think it's important to make a significant difference in others' lives. How would this work for a nonprofit organization?
Yeah, I'm really glad to ask, because the whole point for me of putting Shatter Your Speed Limits out there was to really put a spotlight on the work that nonprofit organizations are doing. I'm in my 50s. I'm at a point in my life where more than anything I want to give back and make a difference. So I've spotlighted nonprofits, and I ask nonprofits to please read this and understand that you're getting caught in status quo and not moving forward. So what this will do is help you to help your volunteers to move forward and also to conquer change resistance so that you can build the kind of platform that will enable you to make the difference you want to make.
In all of the conferences you've had, having met so many people who wanted your help and organizations, what did you find the number one thing, the number one issue that was holding them back?
Permission. Willingness to do what it takes to sustain the momentum, to keep it up, to do the things that are scary, to deal with the people who we resent, to get past those resentments, and to shatter the rules that block us from doing the kinds of things that most people will never do.
Now, this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. You've got to work at it, right?
Oh, my gosh. No, yes. This isn't about getting rich quick. This is about getting rich consistently, so that what you're doing is consistently doing the things it takes to get what you want. Not everybody wants to be rich. Some people just want peace. So whatever it is that you truly want and the reason that you want it is what will propel you forward, and then this will help you get there.
It's a great book. A pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Tommy.
Wendy Lipton Dibner. The book is called Shatter Your Mind. Shatter Your Speed Limits. Fast Track Your Success. Get what you truly want in business and in life. And as I mentioned, you can visit Wendy online, www.shatteryourspeedlimits.com.